You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, are you getting as sick of these Occupy movements as I am? You know, it sounds like they're actually practicing medicine and putting up medical tents within these protests, and they're like making their own little cities, and I kind of have a problem with that from a safety perspective. I want to kind of talk about this. This Occupy Wall Street is becoming, as far as I'm concerned, Occupy Chaos. From what I understand, Thursday, the protesters are planning to shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. They're planning to shut down subway systems. I mean, is this going to be a breach of national security, or are we going to have some security issues because of this? I'm really, really confused. Now, I've been watching this. Apparently, the judge, Michael Salmon, I'm sorry, I don't have my reading glasses with me, from it was a ruling by the Manhattan Supreme Court, said, you know, Occupy Wall Street can peacefully assemble. Just let's get rid of the tents. Let's get rid of the tarps, which I agree with. I mean, you aren't allowed to sleep in the park. You never have. I mean, I've, you know, been to New York multiple times, right? The police do not want people sleeping and camping out and making their home in tents. We want it smelling nice. We want it looking nice. We want people to enjoy the city. Oh, but it's against the First Amendment or freedom of speech. Do you even know what the First Amendment is? Can I read you the text really quickly of the First Amendment for any of you a part of these Occupy protests that just don't get it? I think some of you do. I see some of you peacefully demonstrate. But I think some of you who plan on closing down Brooklyn Bridge don't. Okay? This is the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I think they dangled a participle, but they were allowed to back then. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Okay. I don't know if the predicate and the, well, okay, I'm not here to look at the grammar of this. All right. But, I think it was a good complete compound sentence there. I don't think there's, you know, much room for interpretation there, people, all right? People peaceably assemble. Freedom of speech. First Amendment right. Peaceably assemble. You're going to be closing down the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, let me try to think back to everybody starting this whole Occupy Wall Street, all right? You were supposed to be representing 99% of Americans against the 1% greed, all right, of Wall Street and the people that occupy Wall Street. So it's supposed to be the 99% of the American people you're representing. Then why are you going to block the American people from going to work or leaving from work trying to get to their homes on Thursday? Why are you trying to block the subway? What do you have against us regular everyday Americans that want to get to work, that want to get to the news stations, that want to get to the press? What do you have against, oh, we just want to show we have the power? Okay, well wait a second. I'm still waiting for your mission statement. And what I really want to know from a medical perspective is, what the hell are you guys doing practicing medicine? I don't even know this guy's a doctor. I'm looking here at New York Daily News. There's a Paul Kostura. Now, he's a little ticked off because apparently in the middle of the night, many of the New York police came in and kind of cleaned everybody out from Zuccotti Park. Now, Paul Kostura, he is head of the medical tent. There's a medical tent, right? Said he was working on a patient when police pulled him away. They pulled me out, stethoscope, white coat, and all, as I was telling them I have a patient in there. One girl has a heart condition and wasn't feeling well. They manhandled her and threw her to the ground. One woman has a heart condition. What the hell are you doing treating people with a heart condition in the middle of a park? You call 911, you get them to a hospital. What are you guys doing? I don't understand. You are losing so many people of the middle, so many logical people that at first were pretty impressed with your passion. You know, I mean, the demonstrations, I mean, were you know, pretty interesting and kind of exhilarating to see how many people could have a passion for something and group together and organize and take a stand. I'm like, all right, what are you guys going to do? You know, what is your mission statement? What is your main goal to this? You guys have a lot of power. Exercise it properly. And no, what's going on here? People getting killed. People getting exposed to tuberculosis. You know, regular everyday Americans that are lucky enough and fortunate to have jobs are being harassed. Police are being harassed. What are you guys trying to do? Okay, your movement is falling and you're starting to make yourself look like idiots. You have so much power. I mean, what blows my mind is you guys are getting the media attention. Do something with it. All right. I happen to agree that, you know, Congress isn't doing jack diddly squat. The Obama administration isn't doing jack diddly squat. If you told me you wanted to occupy Pennsylvania Avenue, great, bravo. But what's your mission statement? What is your plan? What is the goal? Closing down Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, that what's that supposed to do? Oh, you're angry. You don't have a job. All right. Well, you can't take it out on those of us that have jobs. I mean, what do you want people to do? And it's driving me crazy. They're setting up medical tents. Are you crazy? And then I guess they also have kitchens. And where's the health department? You know, these tents and people sleeping out there in the cold, right? There's going to be lots of medical issues. There's already accounts of communicable diseases being spread. I have a problem with this. Make your point. The media, you have cameras there. You have journalists there. You have such power to do something constructive. And you're wasting it away. I mean, absolutely. You know who I'm seeing being interviewed? Oh, this is pressing on our freedom of speech. Oh, come on. Know your Constitution. Put somebody in front of the camera that has a brain that's going to make some sort of a recommendation to help improve the economy. If your point and the purpose of you being there is to help improve the economy, then come up with something economically sound. But screwing around with our subway system? Are you kidding me? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm fed up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess why I'm bothered. Well, a lot of things bother me. I'm probably PMSing, and I'm sorry if I am. But I guess what bothers me about this Occupy movement, and also, you know, what has really bothered me about the coverage today of Target employees protesting, working on Thanksgiving, is I guess I really have always hoped that the average person was intelligent. And I mean, I don't want to insult people saying they're not intelligent, but you know, I never considered myself the most astute. I've always been very, very book smart, extremely book smart. So I always relied on my older sister being the smart one in the family. And then when my younger brother was born, him being the smart one. And you know, I always was under the impression I should be humble enough, because there are going to be people that will know more than you. You're going to want to listen and you're going to want to help. I mean, it's one thing to be a leader, but you're not going to have all the ideas. You're not going to have all the answers. And so make sure you aren't cocky enough where you close them out and think you know it all. Open your mind, hear what other people have to say, and work with them to make things work, which is something I think deep down I've been kind of hoping would happen with the healthcare system. And there's a story I want to talk about with something Obama and Sebelius have decided to do, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, when I see from what I understand, intelligent people come up with a cause, whether it's a right cause or left cause or conservative or liberal or, you know, purple or pink, whatnot. I'm always very interested to hear it, you know, because you get an education. And I get so frustrated when I see people just sit and complain. I'm doing right now, but I have a reason. I'm PMSing, okay? I'm not going to complain all the time. I'm going to do something. Or find blame with an entity that may not even be at fault just because I want to find blame. For example, I'm watching all day long the coverage of this whole Target protest, which we talked about yesterday. All right, somebody doesn't want to go into work Thursday night of Thanksgiving evening because he doesn't think it's fair and he should be off on Thanksgiving. All right, and now all of a sudden there's thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of supporters. They're going to possibly do a strike or a sit out and avoid these stores. Apparently there's multiple stores. From what I understand, Best Buy, I think Macy's, Toys R Us, people are deciding to open earlier on Black Friday. Well, good power to them. I mean, power to these companies. I mean, the recession has stunk. If you think you could bring in extra business, if you think you could bring in some profits, hire more employees, continue paying for people's health insurance, all the power to you. I'm not against these big companies, but all you hear all day long on the liberal media is, oh, you know, corporation greed, corporation greed. And I'm like, really, people? And, you know, you wonder, is this what the Occupy movement wants? Is what they want no corporations and, you know, the quote-unquote little man rule the roost? Well, that's fine, but how many people are you going to employ? Mr. Person out there saying, you know, your First Amendment rights have been trampled on because you can't set up a tent in the middle of a public park. What are you going to do? I don't understand why people don't realize what a crisis we're in. All right, maybe it's because they're getting unemployment benefits. Maybe it's because they're getting food stamps. Maybe they think the money will always be there to help support them. Doesn't anybody see the urgency and the catastrophe that's about to befall all of us if Congress doesn't have their acts together and we don't have money to fund everybody? Okay, everybody is anti-corporation. We're anti the rich. I'm even hearing with these Occupy protests, anti-Jew. Really? You're blaming the Jews? Really? They're even doing sit-ins on the Israeli consulate. You're blaming everybody, but who you should blame? Blame yourself. Try blaming yourself. Just try blaming yourself, because maybe you'll get your act together, build a company. It doesn't have to be a big company. I mean, look at the eBay people. I don't know who discovered eBay and how they did it, but I doubt they sat around in a tent in the middle of the park. Mark Zuckerberg, who made Facebook, although Facebook now is full of porn, so I really am not on it. But, I mean, did he sit around a protest in the middle of a park, sitting in a tent, blaming Jews? No. He discovered Facebook. You know, the more you sit and blame the wrong person, the less you're going to get out of your mess. And you're making more of a mess. I don't know how many thousands upon millions of dollars of damage these Occupy protests have done. And now we're supposed to feel sorry for Target employees because they have to go in early on Thanksgiving. The fuck, give up your job. Give up your job and give it to that 40-year-old man that has four kids to feed that's been pounding the pavement waiting for a job. Give up your job. Don't complain. If you want to do something, if you want to make something happen, then quit your job and give it to somebody who's going to appreciate it. But I think we really need to rethink this anti-corporation strategy. Because I don't think these corporate heads are going to shoot themselves in the head and everything's going to get better because their company has imploded. No, that's not going to happen. Banks hire people. Corporations hire people. Wall Street hires people. Yes, there's greed. Yes, there's people that make a hell of a lot more money than we do. Yes, they do, and that sucks. It sucks that there are billionaires out there when the rest of us are month to month, if that. Yes, I agree. It sucks. But don't be causing more damage. Don't be causing more unemployment. So, I mean, if you're gonna have the power of the media, you're gonna have the power of journalism, ready to write whatever quotes you're giving. If you have the power of the people, if you have the power of passion, can you please do something constructive? And for those of you that don't want to go into work on Thanksgiving Day, I used to have to work Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's when I was a doctor. I didn't complain about it. That was my job. People get sick. People get sick on Christmas. People get sick on New Year's. People get sick on Thanksgiving. Yeah, I mean, it's a little inconvenient. It's a little inconvenient, but I had a job. I was making $1.60 an hour in residency. I was grateful for my job. I was grateful for my training. I shut up and I worked. But honestly, if any of you are really inconvenienced by working on a holiday, please quit. And let somebody who is going to appreciate that job and have mouths to feed work. I'm tired of this anti-employer, that's the whole premise of Obamacare. The bad employers are going to pay for your health care because they have to, and if not, the government is going to fine the flippity flip out of them. Yay! Go Obama! Yay! Get the employers! Well, what are the employers doing? They're firing you! They're not hiring anymore. They're on a hiring freeze. Does anybody not see this? Okay, how much longer are we going to be complaining that the employer is the bad guy? Maybe we need to stop trying to find blame and trying to find the bad guy. You're not going to change what rich people do. Donald Trump is not going to, because of the Occupy Wall Street protests, decide not to make the billions of dollars that he makes. He's not going to do it. He's not going to go to a fast food store and flip burgers. He's not going to do it. Okay? Well, Dr. Dahlia, we could still try. I would rather you put your effort and energy into something a little bit more constructive, okay? Please. You know, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have a city whose industry is based on people spending money. If you don't have money to spend, we lose jobs in our city, which we did. We were one of the hardest hits in 2009. Layoffs happening twice a week. I remember my patients coming and going, Dr. Dahlia, I have no idea if I have a job in 72 hours. Do my physical, give me my medications now, check my heart. I don't know if I have a job in 72 hours. And they'd get fired in 72 hours. It was very scary. It was chilling. We still have layoffs going on because our city is based upon other people having money. So if somebody has money and wants to come into Las Vegas and they want to stay at a hotel and they want to see a show, that employs some of our residents. And we are very grateful to those people. Well, President Obama was right when he said, don't come to Vegas because you're wasting money. That's because President Obama has no idea about economics. Okay, people who spend money in Vegas employ a Las Vegas resident. A Las Vegas resident that's employed will buy products or he'll travel. People aren't thinking, and I'm very, very frustrated. So I want everybody to kind of get out of their head that the average employer, the average corporation owner, the average person that has money is the root of all our problems. It's a lot bigger than that. And don't sit and wallow in self-pity, blaming somebody that can't really, isn't the most culpable person in this situation. All right, guys, when we come back, let's get to the medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
La 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 la. See, I can sing. Ooh. All right. You know, I did have some bumper music that I sang to, but nobody liked it. Nobody liked my bumper music. All right. You don't want to hear my singing. I got it. All right. Here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Yes, we are stimulating your stapedius. Your navicular has never been so knowledgeable. And your gluteus has never been so glee. On the Dr. Dahlia Show, a lot to talk about. All right. Our phone number, of course, is 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email me on our website at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter. And we've gotten a lot of followers, so thank you, please. I will follow me. And then, of course, Facebook. I have been getting some calls where people want to hear me the second and third hour from where they're listening from their affiliates. So obviously, if you're not listening to me live, you're not catching the second and third hour live. We've gotten your messages loud and clear. We've been calling you back or emailing you. What you do if you want to hear all 3 hours of the Dr. Dolly Show is you go to GCNlive.com. G as in gluteus, C as in cochlear, N as in navicular, live.com. GCNlive.com. Look up listen. After you click listen, you scroll down and you see me. Yeah, that's my new headshot. I look so pretty. And then after you click me, it gives you the choice of archives, affiliates, or blow up your radio so you don't have to listen to that Jedaya. So if you go to archives, you could listen to every single show I've ever set, I've ever done, since GCN Live. My old shows, you may have to go to my website and look under shows or clips. So that's how you get me. And for those of you that want to bring me closer to you, I am married, though, so, you know, we got to kind of keep it away from hubby. Call your local radio station. Tell your local radio station that you want the Dr. Dolly Show to air in your city. And just demand it, all right? And then they have to contact GCN Live and make it happen, all right? So, very interesting stuff. Apparently, men may be getting prostate cancer because it's us women and all our fault. Did you guys hear about that? Prostate cancer may be linked to birth control pills in the water supply. Oh, you guys are screwed. See? You guys are screwed. All right, they say countries where the highest numbers of women use oral contraceptives have the highest rate of death from prostate cancer. So blame the... It's always the uterus's fault, isn't it? Always. Okay, now, we know birth control pills have estrogen, because have progesterone, but they find estrogen exposure has a higher association with prostate cancer. This is from David Margell, a uro-oncology fellow at the University of Toronto. Isn't that crazy how they call each other fellows? Yeah, he was my fellow. Really? I have a fellow, too. All right, well, they're fellows. Pretty fancy if you're a fellow. All right, so they think what happens is women take birth control and then they go pee-pee. All right, whether they pee in the shower or whether they pee in the toilet, the urine gets into the water supply, and the water supply is recirculated toilet water. So men are probably picking up microestrogens in the water supply. All right, now, they did look at other types of female devices, like intrauterine devices, condoms, vaginal barriers, and they found no association between those and prostate cancer death rates. So if your lady has a vaginal barrier, she's probably saving your life. Go vaginal barriers. I know. Oh, my gosh. They say, although the amount of estrogen one woman would secrete is minimal. I hope y'all aren't eating. Although the amount of estrogen one woman would secrete is minimal, when millions of women take a leak. I need to quote it. When millions of women take it for a long period of time. Sorry. Thought they said take a leak. I'm sorry. It may have an environmental effect. Oh, no, they're also blaming BPA. We've been blaming BPA and chemicals for that. I'd rather you guys blame BPA. I really don't want my husband blaming me. I've caused a lot of misery in our marriage. And if he, God forbid, gets prostate cancer, he's going to blame it on my vaginal barrier. Well, no, the vaginal barrier doesn't cause an issue. But I like the NuvaRing. I've talked about my personal birth control issues with you, haven't I? Have I talked about the vaginal ring, the NuvaRing? Yeah, I've talked about the NuvaRing. It's a birth control. You guys could listen to this. Come on, please. Hey, if I have to talk about the prostate, you all could listen to my vaginal NuvaRing. Now, what that is it's a birth control that, I don't want to say submits, but it secretes an estrogen and a progesterone. And it's, you know, just stick it in the vagina and you leave it there for about a month, take it out, change it, you know, wash it off, frame it, I don't know, bronze it, whatever you want to do, put a new one in the next month. That's not considered a vaginal barrier. That's still considered a form of birth control because, again, you're taking in the estrogen, you're absorbing it, and then you're urinating it out. My problem with the NuvaRing is sometimes it falls out. So I was in the middle of Walmart one day, and I was shopping, and it fell out, and I didn't realize until some woman slipped. So luckily, you know, I got it, and I, you know, reinserted it, so I was fine because I didn't want to get pregnant that day. And, you know, she I thought was going to threaten to sue, but nothing happened. Other than that, it's a really good birth control. Okay. All right, enough about that. All right. Oh, you know, we're still talking below the belt here. Here's another story. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Would love to hear your vaginal NuvaRing stories. But now, they say men who take more medications may raise the risk of erectile dysfunction. So you may raise the risk of not being able to raise or rise. Okay? They say the more medications men take, the worse their erectile dysfunction. This is the British Journal of Urology. Oh, good. I get to speak British. See, when I get to quote the British Journal, we get to speak like this. Let me see what they are saying here. More than half of men, 57%, were taking more than three medications, and higher drug use was found among older participants, and those who were African American taking more medications were also linked with a higher body mass. Oh, okay, this is kind of boring. All right, they say overall 29% of men surveyed said they had experienced moderate to severe erectile dysfunction. Frequency of erectile dysfunction was associated with the number of medications. So, men who took up to two medications, the ED prevalence was 15.9%. Among men taking 3 to 5 medications, it was 19.7%. Men taking 6 to 9 medications, 25.5%. And men taking 10 or more medications, a whopping 30.9%. All right, so wait a second. A guy taking 10 or more medications, what is he taking? 10 or more medications. Okay, so they're blaming the medications. Well, did you ever think that maybe it's because they have diabetes or they have high blood pressure, and diabetes and high blood pressure are risk factors for erectile dysfunction? What in bloody hell are you talking about, Dr. Dahlia? The British Journal of Urology makes no mistakes. We've controlled for that. But here's the thing. If somebody needs to take 10 medications, they probably have a certain health issues warranting that. Now, we've talked about erectile dysfunction. Now, many men will not go to the doctor. I wonder why, Dr. Dolly. You scare them. Well, they don't have to go to me. They could go to somebody, right, who doesn't scare them. Many people don't go to the doctor until they have erectile dysfunction. Then the man walks in and says, you know, look, I have erectile dysfunction. Maybe while I'm here, I'll get a physical. And what I strongly urge all medical students and medical professionals is if you do have a patient that comes in that has erectile dysfunction and nothing else, find something else. Because if a man has, let's say, clogged penile arteries, you could bet your bottom cavernosis that they probably have clogged coronary arteries or maybe some clogging of the carotids because the penile arteries are kind of small. So erectile dysfunction can be a sign of something else going on. Remember we talked about testosterone? And they said, you know, a healthy man doesn't go through menopause. Remember that study that came out, excuse me, a couple weeks ago? No, you weren't listening, were you? You weren't listening. Do I have to repeat myself? Fine. What had happened was there was a study, if you listen to me, where healthy men don't usually have testosterone drops, like we believe in quote-unquote male menopause. But if a man had low testosterone, they urge medical doctors and medical professionals to look for something else. Because when my father, for example, had a loss in his testosterone, we figured out it was diabetes. Okay, that they were checking diabetes as rampantly as they do now. So a healthy man usually will not lose his testosterone. So if you have an issue, make sure other issues get checked, okay? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, kiwi, 3 kiwis a day keep the doctor away, but not Dr. Dahlia, sassy and stimulating, aren't we? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So I'm reading here, Paterno had turned his home over to his wife, Joe Paterno, Sue, for $1 in July, less than 4 months before the sexual abuse scandal, they said, engulfed the Penn State football program and the university. So he knew something was coming around the bend, looks like. They say documents filed in Center County, Pennsylvania, show that on July 21st, Paterno's house near campus was turned over to Suzanne Paterno, trustee, for $1 plus love and affection. My husband wouldn't sell me nothing for $1 and make me pay full price. That's my hubby. He loved me, though. The couple had previously held joint ownership of the house, which they bought in 1969 for $58,000. You know, I was listening to the Sandusky interview, you know, and he said, in this interview, no, he didn't sexually abuse anybody, but yes, he took showers and he horsed around and it touched someone's leg. How is that legal? How is that okay? You're not allowed to touch a minor, especially in the leg. I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting. I know they were talking about today on the news how everybody has already convicted him mentally, say he's guilty. But one person tried to defend Sandusky today, saying, look, he's a jock. That's what guys do in the shower. Really? Do you guys do that? Like, you have a bunch of naked boys running around the shower when you shower? Do you? I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, when women shower in the locker room, we don't really have young kids in there with us. We don't want them to be. We definitely don't have young boys running around. No. I mean, you know, I've raised two boys. I have two boys. And, you know, when I take a shower, I tell them to get the heck out. You know, they don't need to be there. I don't need to be asking questions. Mommy, what's this? You know, mommy, why do you have a beard down? I don't need that. No, you kick the kid out of the shower when you shower. You know, the shower, you know, when you take a shower, you're supposed to be cleaning yourself. I mean, I know I'm a doctor, and I always kind of put something medical into our news stories, but, you know, the shower is probably one of the most important things you do every day. Yeah, you poop, yeah, you pee, you eat, but the shower is how you clean yourself. You cleanse yourself. I mean, you even cleanse yourself internally because you're breathing in the steam, and the steam knocks out a lot of the bacteria that's inside your mouth. Showers are very important, very therapeutic. No, that's really no place for horsing around. You know, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we do like to smack each other with the towels. No, that's not for shower time. That spreads germs. Do you really want somebody else's towel that just cleaned their hoo-ha to be smacked at you? No, guys don't have a hoo-ha, Dr. Dahlia. Well, just imagine they do. Okay, no, it's not very sanitary. So even if this goes to trial and Sandusky is deemed innocent for everything he does, I have a huge problem with having other people in the vicinity of you showering and then having backsplash of the germs. And I don't think anybody's dirty, wet, germ-infested towel should be smacking the buttocks of another co-shower inhabitant. Okay, that's my medical statement on the whole Sandusky issue. Okay, Kiwis. Yeah, see, I could run for office. I have stance on issues, don't I? Don't I? Oh, people have been emailing me about Herman Cain and did he have a brain fart? You know, people, oh my gosh. You know, what really blows my mind about all these brain farts everybody's talking about and what they're doing in the media is everybody is really being manipulated by the media right now. All right. Okay, if you notice, the media has left Romney alone for a little while, temporarily. Okay, and remember that I said temporarily. They're leaving Romney alone temporarily. Because right now they're manipulating how we think about Herman Cain and how we think about Governor Perry. And they've actually been pretty successful with what they've done with Perry, because Perry's dropped in the polls. All right, but have you noticed what the media's been doing? All of a sudden now, they're shining the light on Newt Gingrich. Okay, Newt Gingrich is starting to head up in the polls. Okay, media, especially the left-wing media, would love Newt Gingrich to win the primary because then they could rip him to pieces when he's up against President Obama. So, guys, just don't fall into the media trap, please. Don't fall into the media trap. Yes, we are seeing people stumble on their words. We're seeing people take long pauses. We may be seeing some brain farts. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys something. Whoever runs for office and whoever becomes president of the United States is a human. Okay, and actually the president may actually have real farts. All right, I could just imagine what the media would do if somebody passed gas in the middle of the debate. All right, it's going to happen. Yes, we want them well-versed on foreign policy. Yes, we want them to be a well-versed orator. But I'm going to tell you right now, we have a pretty well-spoken orator right now in the White House, and he's not doing jack diddly squat. So what I want everyone to do is please take what you see with a grain of salt, okay? The media has a lot of control over what we're watching and what we're thinking, and they're obviously manipulating the polls and the poll numbers. But remember what I said about how temporarily they've been leaving Romney alone. They've also been leaving Newt Gingrich alone. Have you noticed that? Temporarily, people. So just remember, use caution with what you're watching and what you're hearing. All right, let's talk about this. Kiwis lower blood pressure. They said apple a day keeps the doctor away. It doesn't keep me away. No way. Sorry. But three kiwis could lower your blood pressure. Okay, this is the study at the American Heart Association scientific meeting in Orlando on Tuesday. I don't understand how they have a full room when you're sitting right next to Disney World. Anyway, they said that eating kiwi, you know, the green, yummy, fuzzy, oh my gosh, I love kiwi, causes a drop in blood pressure. Now, how much blood pressure did it drop? It's not telling us, but they said researchers found that the kiwis group, 24 hours systolic blood pressure was an average of 3.6 millimeters of mercury lower than that of the apple eaters. Systolic is the top number we know of diastolic. Okay, so basically, if your blood pressure was 150, it dropped you to 146 and a half. Okay, that's significant. So three kiwis a day. They said the diastolic blood pressure, the lower, which is the filling pressure, systolic is the pumping pressure, diastolic is the filling pressure, was also lower in the kiwi group, but that association to the fruit was not as clear. All right. Well, that's nice. Oh, this study was led by Max Svendsen of Oslo University Hospital in Norway. Oh, that's not the right Norway accent, is it? See, I wish they did a study in the South because I could talk like this. I love talking Southern, but they don't have a study from the South. Okay, now this is kind of interesting here. We talked about this on last night's show in the third hour. President Obama is offering $1 billion, this is like a science fair project, to increase healthcare workforce, all right? Now, some of the liberals I'm hearing are just goo-goo-guying over this, right? The Obama administration is unveiling a $1 billion grant program today, or not today, this was today of the day, this was in the last week, that gives priority to organizations that hire, train, and deploy new healthcare workers. Okay, what they want is the most compelling new ideas to deliver better health, improved care, and lower cost to people enrolled in Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Okay, Kathleen Sebelius is behind this too. They want public and private communities to work. Obviously, what they're saying is they didn't figure it out, so now they need us to figure it out. And this $1 billion is actually being taken out of the Affordable Health Care Program. So it's coming out of our taxpaying dollars. We are paying for the White House to get this figured out. It's called the We Can't Wait campaign. The White House calls this program We Can't Wait. Huh. Well, I'm a part of a We Can't Wait campaign. I can't wait for 2012. All right. Oh, no, sorry. All right. Let's see. So what they want us to do, I'm going to read you some. This is the White House announcement, okay? We've taken incredible steps to reduce healthcare costs and improve care, but we can't wait to do more, said Health and Human Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Both public and private community organizations around the country are finding innovative solutions to improve our healthcare system, and will hopefully help jumpstart these efforts. The challenge will support projects that can begin within 6 months. Additionally, projects that focus on rapid workforce development will be given priority when grants are awarded. You know who's going to get priority is anybody that donated to the Obama campaign. Awards will be expected to range from approximately $1 million to $30 million over 3 years. Applications are open to providers, payers, local government, community-based organizations, and particularly to public-private partnerships. I got an idea, tort reform. I got another idea to save money. Repeal Obamacare. Where's my million? I'm over here. Where's my million? All right, guys. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.